Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy dealer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello and welcome to our Season 2, Episode 15.
Bing bong!
Bing bong!
That still makes me want to strangle babies.
Why?
I don't
it's
know.
So much fun. It's so much fun when Milfy says it. He's just like, bing bong, and I'm like, I love you.
It's adorable and irritating at the same time.
I know, right?
Like most animals.
Oh, God!
I'm just kidding, I love animals. I spend all Sunday with animals, so...
Shuki kicks puppies, okay?
Don't forget when the turkeys just start gobbling and him and cats go fat shit.
Oh, God.
Alright, so... One-ups?
I guess.
Alright, so...
Onesies!
Let's see. Saturday was pre-release day, so I got a bunch of cards. Yay.
Yeah!
It's time to battle. So, Sunday, I spent pretty much the entire day at the fair with helping my aunt. Well, actually, technically, I was helping my cousin and her husband with their animal show, but regardless, I got to spend the day with animals.
So. I just pictured Brian in a red and white striped carnival outfit with, like, a sparkly tie and one of those hats, just, like, ushering kids into the petting zoo. No? All right?
I got to play with
I'm imagining it, too, and I'm giggling, sir. What more do you want?
I had to play with a 30-pound python.
Oh, God.
A little alligator.
Yeah, I have one of those in my pants.
A big alligator.
And a medium-sized alligator.
And a parrot. There was a tarantula, but I wouldn't touch that one.
You touched the python, but not the tarantula?
I walked around with the python. He was a G.
God. Did he ask for your samurizer?
Yes. What's the color?
Did he turn into the rest of your beetle board armor?
Yes.
No one got that right. Come on.
That's when your joke sucks.
Nothing's really new in the mail except for today. I got my Mandrake order with Gosei Ultimate and Kyoretsu in it, which I ordered. When was that? Was that Friday? Or Thursday?
I thought it was. It was the Thursday, because I was on the... I called you and told you to buy it.
Yeah, that was Thursday.
It was Thursday.
So I ordered it on Thursday. I think I got confirmation on... Friday or something? And then I paid for it on Saturday. But I got here today. They shipped it DHL, and it's actually a pretty awesome service, because it comes independently from the mail, so it actually came at like 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I was actually fully awake and comprehending what was going on. So they actually fit with my sleeping pattern, so I like them. They're cool. Plus, it was really fast. It shipped out on the 22nd and got here on the 23rd.
22nd and a half. No.
It was all awesome shipping. So anyway, Kyoretsu's really, really awesome. I want the other engines. Like now.
You're welcome.
Something, something, something.
And Ghostly Elephant's cool too, but I just like Kyoretsu more. Because he's a train made out of dinosaurs.
I told you.
That's really the only reasoning I got.
And you not like him? He has a sword. God, you're right. I love him now. No.
Anyway.
Alright.
That's all for me, I guess.
Okay, I found Thundercat stuff, like, more than Mumra. I picked up all the 4-inch stuff and the 6-inch stuff. That sounds wrong.
Yeah, I do that a lot, too.
And
yeah.
I got a package from, SS Toys International. The Pack and Shit Show. I got a Zero.
That's what I would call my show, the Pack and Shit Show.
That should be what vlogs are called now.
Because literally it would be packing and then just the rest shit.
While you catch Entei's. Mm-hmm. That's not right. So I got a spell, a Rouse Absorber, a Master Pass finally, some Master Chiefs, a Decapitated Feral Imp, Flame Swordsman, and I could summon him without fusing, and
Cheater.
Goten. Wait, what?
You can't do that, Flame Swordsman.
Cheater.
Flame Swordsman.
Flame Swordsman. No. All
right. Who's touching my ball?
The Flame Swordsman.
Oh, God.
And let's see. I think that's it. That's all I got. I've been continuously still watching Doctor Who and getting more obsessed with it. And I've also been watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Zeal, because apparently... What is the purpose? Seriously, I'm going to tangent for a minute. What is the purpose of silent letters? Then don't put it there. What's the purpose?
I'm K-Line.
Thank you. That's the purpose of silent letters. What is the purpose of silent letters? Shukun Shinobi says, I'm K-Line.
It's Zexal. It's Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal.
I don't even, not even that, but just other words. Oh, that's the R is silent. No, it doesn't exist. We're taking it away. Who invented this garbage?
T-Line.
Okay, anyway. So I've been watching that. It's been entertaining but weird because they're like talking down to you. They're like, what's a continuous spell? And then you just want to go, it has been four series. Although I can see how it gets confusing considering if you come in on episode 5 of GX or 5Ds, they're performing like rocket science in these duels. Like, oh, it's the special effects that ordinates me to do this. And then I do this, 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 and this, and then I win. Wait, what? Anyway.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's when Brian goes, kiss a mammoth. Kiss a mammoth.
He's not built yet.
Oh.
He turns into like 12,000 pieces, so it takes some time.
And my onesies is I finally got the Shioutage from the HL shit. I think that was recently.
Yeah, it was, because it took forever.
Yeah. And I got a box.
Brian's me, like, just being randomly obnoxious.
I got a box from Mandarake.
Me too.
And I got inside of it was Gal Falcon. I'm still waiting for the rest of them, but Gal Falcon's like huge and he's awesome and he's got giant wings of death and
I like to call him Galkin.
Just like Keisha Moth, except without the wings.
Mm-hmm. He's so cool though, I really like him.
Keisha Moth. Kesha.
Oh
gosh. Oh, here it goes.
He just broke.
Who broke?
Cal Moth.
And now I have something to combine with Gao Giraffe and Gao Deer, so I'm happy.
God damn it, chair. Embarrassing me.
And what else? I think Oki finally got in my capsule key sets EX and 3, so those will be in the next box, and I'm excited. Which means I'll have lots of reds. And
sorry.
And what else?
Oh my god.
What is happening over there?
I'm building a mammoth. He keeps falling apart.
Boom, boom, boom.
I think I'm mentally challenged.
You're just special, like Victor. Oh god.
Well, I told Shuki, I said, you know, when you get those, then you can do your own review and not drop them on yourself like Dawson did, and you can be better than him. And then he was like, that's a good point.
I didn't drop them on myself, I injured my back.
Whatever, you injured yourself while doing the review. And I was like, you can be like Dawson, except not get injured. And he was like, that's a good point. And he laughed at you, and I laughed at you, and we had a happy, fun time together, which that just sounded wrong. But,
nice. There we go. He's all built now.
He's all built now. Ah, fuck.
No.
There you go. He's all chirp.
But I think that's it. There's really nothing else for me. I haven't done anything or bought anything or given Brian any money. I don't know why I would do that.
I gave Brian money.
Well, that's because you're a homo. Foshomo.
Oh. I do have a story I promised Kiefer, which is really short and not that epic, but today in my graphics class, some chick in front of me mentioned My Little Pony. She said, can we ask about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic? And I just go, really? I can't escape it. And the teacher also said he liked Star Trek, and I was like, damn, Trekkies are everywhere. Get the hell off of our land. One or two people may get that reference. I don't know.
Maybe.
I like to serve everyone. References to everything.
Okay. It's like cubics up in here.
Robots for everyone.
References to
robots. I love
robots
I'm so,
for everyone.
So I'm on CS Toys right now. And
where?
CS Toys?
I was just a joke.
And this thing, it's one of those, like, you may be interested in these items. One of the items is Taco Candroid, except the picture is the Connie Core Metal.
Yeah, they have a problem over there.
Yeah.
This is why we made the RR site.
I was like, Mr. S, this is not correct. I know what a taco is, and it's not a Connie.
It'd be funny if it was a picture of, like, a picture of an actual taco. There we go. I'm about to say no. All right. I just like saying that because I like to perfect my accents.
Your accents suck. My accents are better.
No.
You suck at life? No, go away. Get out. Get out right now before I kill you.
So on to the news.
Nudes? I like nudes.
Our first bit of nudes is... I'm Kishima!
Nude Kishima.
He's about the size of the alligator that I was holding. But the alligator was a lot cooler.
Which is also the size of my penis.
He's like a silent fourth host.
Kishima?
Yeah.
I'm gonna burp him.
I have the engine soul somewhere. I have to dig it out, though. I could play with it. That sounded awful.
Brian, stop. What are you doing?
I'm burping.
He's stroking Kishima. That trunk's pretty long.
As it extends.
Like those commercials?
Head
no?
Apply directly to the
So what about...
Anywho.
We're talking about nude gay rangers,
so,
right?
Apparently, they have submitted the trademark registration, whatever McCallit's, for the 2012 Sentai, and supposedly it is called Genki Sentai Baru Ganger. Genki is one of the words for happy.
Genki Dama.
So it's like happy Sentai Baru Ganger.
Gay Ranger, yes.
I don't know what Baru means. Bar gay?
Bagura Empire.
Bagura.
The Bugger Empire takes over, and they become good after Crosswords 1.
But
a great segue.
Anyway, the Genki supposedly means, like, former and then, like, sparkle or something.
Oh my god. It's sparkle. That Rainbow Justice thing. They saw a samurai and they got excited.
Let's see, it says... my Safari froze, there we go. Before... Started talking that... What? I don't know. We have Sentai rumors early. Take note. Why don't this English...
This show is so unprofessional. It's hilarious. I just love it. Trying to deliver news. I'm sorry.
According to some Japanese boards, the next Super Sentai might be an idol group. But
oh, God.
Hopefully it is not an idol group.
These guys are in it to win it!
That's what it says. It says, according to Frieza, I don't know, of HJU, she/he tried looking for the number 2011 to 53,349, which is found on the copyright, but it leads her to nowhere. The word Genki here means former/origin and shine/sparkle. For now, take everything with a grain of sparkles.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to half of that. I zoned out because it was stupid.
I love the fact we're trying to deliver news and Kevin's like rubbing himself, and then Brian goes, bah, 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 bah. This is what separates us from all other toku podcasts. Oh shit.
Oh fuck. I am scared.
Brian's lost it.
Kishimoth just totally sideswiped K-Line.
Sideswipe.
What are you doing over there, Brian?
Playing with my toys.
Like what, a 5-year-old?
No.
That's how 5-year-olds play, Brian. They take the toys and bash them into each other.
Well, you know how big Keisha Moth is compared to my tiny hands?
Yeah, I've seen someone with tiny hands hold something that big before, yeah.
Oh, God.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Next.
That's me. Wait, where'd it go?
Oh, I click on Orange Range if I wouldn't get a virus.
I was talking to Ogi. Hold on. Why would you get it? Oh, yeah, because you're using IE. You get a virus for everything.
It's true.
All right, so we got some Forzays. We got this cool picture. It shows that medals that we can't get because HLJ sucks donkey balls and now we won't get anymore. And then we see characters in a Forzay and a Machine Meshigler and an Orion Dopant. No, not Dopant. What the fuck am I saying?
It's the same thing.
All right, well, I'll pretend I didn't just say that. what are they called? Zodiart. There we go. So here's some episode summaries. Episode 1's called Blue Spring Strange Body.
What?
Their episode titles in Japan are just so catchy and short.
Well, apparently you can also read it as Youth Transformation.
The Saiyans arrive sooner than expected.
Gentaro's transferred to a new school and is put in Yuki and Kengo's class. First thing he says is to become friends with everyone while the leader of the American football club is suddenly attacked by the Orion Zodiart. Kengo, who's too weak to fight, decides to make a gamble and gives Gentaro the Forzay driver along with some Astro switches. And then we see a picture of some cheerleaders and some guys in letterman jackets, and they're all like, "We suck donkey balls." That's what they said. And they're wearing some plaid pants, which I don't know why. I think they're homos.
That's awesome.
Then we have episode 2, Eve's Space, Upper, and Class, which, the word and's not there, but I just read it with and. And it says, alternatively read as Space First.
Alternatives!
While fighting the Orion Zodiac, Gentaro tries to come up with various strategies to fight with. He finds out that he has to turn off the Zodiac switch to defeat a Zodiac.
Bing bong!
Later, Gentaro is taken to outer space through the magical locker Rabbit Hatch. He has to follow Alice, and they're late for a very important date. Gentaro decides to protect his school and creates the Kamen Rider Club.
They'd be like, fuck it, blow the shit up, then I can stay home.
We see a picture from the Gambarai machine of him using the magic hand switch and the hopping switch. And it says, it appears that there's some kind of a combination. So this additional info says, Kengo was against Gentaro creating the club. The Rabbit Hatch Locker's in the club room, and it's where Kengo got the belt from his father. At the start, there's 40 switches.
Is his father missing too?
He was attacked by Zaviax. By using the rocket and drill module together, he can use his special attack, the limit break, and then the magic hand and hopping switch, what's in this picture, seems to be a combination as well.
Humble.
The episode title pattern consists of 4 kanji characters that Brian can't read, written separately. Together, they do form a sentence.
Your Brian can't read.
I can't read the sentence either. Yes.
You're silent.
Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah?
Is this the one with the Zordar switch that looks like Rita's thing?
No, it's not in this post.
Oh. Never mind. These aren't the Zodiacs you're looking for.
Righto.
I waved my hand, but you couldn't see.
Right-ho. So I don't even know what to think about all this. What do you guys think?
The episode title names are kind of unique, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
But the thing about it is, all the O's titles were 3 things, and this one's are 4 things, and it's like, okay, we did this gimmick already.
5 things next year, ready?
All the double ones had 2 titles.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, this needs to stop right fucking now.
But, like, the combination thing, I don't know what the hell is going on with that.
Cumble.
I guess it makes sense, but... Wouldn't, like, the springy foot be, like, a combo with anything?
You could jump up in the air high and then punch people with a rocket. Or he could jump up high in the air and use his radar to find birds. Or he could jump up into the air with the thing on a giant ass thing on his leg and then not get very far because it's heavy. He's just like, oh, blimey! And then he falls over.
I'm touching it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm touching it.
That's what
we
she
only got
said.
2 weeks until we have to watch this, so we'll see how it goes.
Have to.
We don't have to. It can be like Gosager, where one of us watches it and does the summary, and the other two just go, "Dirt, he's dead."
Well, that's me, because I do the summary.
Oh, look, you can see what it feels like to be spit upon by your coworkers.
Someone's bitter.
Not me. I enjoy jokes at my expense. Oh, wait. What that Shinken Red figure art, guys? Oh.
That wasn't us. Why is that so legendary? It wasn't that funny. Yeah.
Sumarashi.
Or is there another story?
It is your turn.
Yes. DNA. No. Okay. All right. So this is some unusual news, which you don't really usually cover, but we're covering Digimon news.
We don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah,
really,
we do.
So.
We're just like, oh yeah, there's that Digimon Adventure 2 stuff, or Cross Wars Adventure 2, whatever. Anyway, it's been announced that after Cross Wars ends its run at episode 55, I believe, 54, 55? 54. I'll go with that. Could be 55, though. Anyway, it's going to be followed up by a sequel series... apparently called something about children in time and space, and they need to go back to the future or something. I don't know. But we have
Jigawatts.
A
magazine.
They have to go back to the future. Oh, God.
Jigawatts.
Did their kid marry a black guy? Oh.
Well. Okay. So, oh, there goes a ranger key. Hold on. Okay. So we have a scan here.
What's a ranger key? Always a ranger key. Oh.
Okay. So we have a scan here that shows our new characters and our old ones. We still have Kudo Taiki. Digital World. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I had a joke and I died.
Just anyway, like Misty and Justin Bieber.
He's still in the series. He's a little bit older. And, of course, Shoutmon's in the series, scratching his nose, looking like a badass. And then we got some new characters. A boy named Taigeru Akashi. Akashi. In other words, New Davis. And he holds the main key to the story, the Akaranger key. He will partner up with a purple Digimon. He's blue, isn't he? But...
Dawson doesn't know colors.
He's blue. Look at him.
He's
Dawson. You don't know colors.
He is Blurple.
Okay, a Blurple Digimon called Gamudramon, or I like to call it Garudamon. No. It says the plot will take place in a few years by one or two. I read somewhere else on another translation that said four. Anyway, they will venture across the world that lies between the human and the digital world. So that world that they traveled in an adventure to, when they were like, oh, 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 remember that?
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, 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 here we go.
Yes. Anyway, so then there's also other new characters.
Like Deluxe Jesus? Oh.
We have Ren Tabari. He's the guy with the puffy cap, and he's looking emo and listening to music, and he's partnered with Drakmon. And the two other characters are Iru Suzaki and Ryoma Oji, and they partner with Saikmon, who I call Saichimon.
Ryoma.
Yeah, there we go. And he's like a repaint of Gabumon. And then Apasumon, who Gideon says is shaped like Gaudamon, which it kind of is, but if you look at the Digimon, there's really no relation. And then also returning, in addition to Taiki, is you. And its partner, Damemon, who
no
looks
you!
Kinda...
Me?
Detective you? But he kind of looks like that, like, yellow poo-looking Digimon that travels around with the pink mouse. Anyone who's seen the original series knows what I'm talking about. Also, in the picture here, the way his leg is, if you don't know, there's another leg, looks wrong. But, so, I'm pretty excited. Like, it looks like a sequel, like, similar to Adventure 2, like, major vibes from that being this new character.
I looked at the picture. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I was like, character wasn't all that funny. But he kind of looks like a new Davis, and his Digimon looks like a new Vmon. And then with you turning good, it kind of reminds me of Ken. So I'm really excited because I love Cross Wars, and I'm excited to see it get a sequel. I just wonder where Nene and Kiriha are.
Well, now what I'm wondering is now that scan, was it, were you holding the magazine or.
My God.
How did that work exactly?
Let it go! I was scanning them with my brain.
And also, can you combine the scan with the Shinkano?
Scan. Yes, you can.
That's good to know.
Shinkano cross 7. Shinkano cross 10. B.
I think the only downside of this is that I have to deal with Damemon more. I hate that son of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't like you either.
Well, fine then, ass!
That sounded perfect. No, but I really don't want either of them there. Like, I'd rather have another new character, like Kiriha, come back or something. I don't know. We could get, like, Blue Agumon or something.
Blue Agumon? And
why do Shoutmon... Why do Taiki and New Davis' Digivices be the same color? I know that was bad English, but I just couldn't save it.
Because...
his is, like, more crimson, but still, it's confusing.
Maybe it'll be colored better in the show.
I don't know. I feel like his should be blue.
Why?
Because he's got Vemon, and Davis had a blue Digivice.
Okay.
And he's got a blue shirt. He's got a match, yo.
Congratulations, you won.
Yes, I win.
I went to our site and I won. Oh, that was supposed to be the ending, damn it.
Oh, well. And there's going to be two goggle heads, so my mind's going to... consider my mind goggled. Lol?
Goggle 5'd?
No, goggle 4. There's two? I don't know.
Dang it.
Goggle 6? Why is there 6 of them?
Venus?
What are we even talking about at this point?
Cross Horse.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I want to know where everyone else is. And why are they silhouetting Digimon that are already well-known and have been in the Digimon community? I don't know, for years.
I don't think... Oh, I don't know. Never mind.
Right? You're lying.
Me, I'm lying.
It looks a little more like... I'm sure they'll still have the crosses because of it being the title, but I'm sure it'll be a little more traditional now that everyone seems to have a rookie Digimon again.
Yeah.
It's neat. I'm just looking forward to it. I hope they get better toys and we get some D-Arts.
D-Arts.
I'm sure they'll do D-Arts. Bandai likes money.
D-Arts. Well,
what kind of stupid question was that?
Well, they discontinued Dragon Ball. They're like, here's Vegeta. Bye.
We're only giving you this because the Americans are bitching.
I think they only gave it to us because they already printed a shit ton of them. And he was just sitting there.
What happened to G3 Mild?
I don't know. He's the most legendary Kamen Rider ever.
I think...
Whatever happened to Metal Garurumon?
He's
too much?
He's with G3 Mild.
Oh, yeah. A little
masturbating in the corner. That's what he's doing.
Chris described the graveyard. Anyway.
Looky here, sir.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Aw.
Okay.
All right, then.
No mouse, come back. There we go. No.
Brian's mouse is... Got a pet mouse now. Oh, he just...
Back, he-be-he-o.
Brian silence says, don't... Brian, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the mouse to work.
What are you looking for?
Yay, it worked.
Yay!
No. Come back!
Ghost Adrian casting sides looks funny.
Anyway, I guess I'll do this mouseless.
We are
Ghost Adrian.
Yay!
So anyway, in the span since the episode where we said that they're doing a big casting call for the next PR, which was going to be a Ghost Age adaption, the auditions got canceled. But then apparently they're back again.
They uncanceled them.
Like they had a giant casting call, and then like they're like, oh nope, never mind. We're just going to do these tiny casting calls. So now instead of doing like one giant one, they're like just doing these small ones to try to find the people they want or something. I don't know. But anyway, so basically all this is to confirm that casting is happening, and that's about all we have. The casting sides are pretty much the same ones as the Shinkanger ones from last year, except they replaced Green Ranger with Black Ranger.
Ah.
So same character names, same Shinkanger script. Same everything. Apparently, according to Dark Blaze, like, these aren't the actual sides. Like, there's different sides that are actually, like, new.
They're fake.
I think, or something, but I haven't seen them at all, so I don't know. But anyway, they're casting. That's all that really fucking matters.
Finally. They're trying to find people that'll accept pay and sandwiches and be willing to sleep on the floor.
And
or in a box in the alleyway out back.
That was the hotel during the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. True facts.
True facts, yeah. So, along with that, we have some samurai titles with Shuki.
Cha! Cha! No!
So, episode... This is thanks to Dark Blaze, by the way.
Fuck you, Shuki. Oh.
Anyway, episode 17 is called Broken Dreams. Sounds like my life.
Me, oh.
Oh, everyone's so depressed.
Two emo jokes at the same time.
Long
18
now.
Is the ultimate deal.
Ultimate deal, monkey.
Ultimate deal? Wait, where is Monty Hall invited?
Maybe.
Hey.
Let's make an ultimate deal. Zonk.
Either that or we get Wayne Brady.
Either way, it's kind of a win.
I'm Wayne Brady, bitch.
Episode 19, which is the first part of the Origins, is apparently called...
episode 1, stupid.
Apparently called Origins Part 1, but it was formerly called Call of the Red Ranger. And then Origins Part 2 was formerly called Rise of the Megazord.
Call of the Red Ranger.
Red Ranger.
Perfect opponent of my Uramasa.
Apparently these are supposed to start in October or something from what we've heard.
Whenever they decide to put them back on the air.
I don't know anymore. There's talk going around that they're going to, between October and November, air the last four episodes, and then season two will start in February. Which makes me sad and upset. But
yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. But people are flipping a bitch. Like, even if it was on a different network, they'd probably be going on a similar schedule, except for the February thing, like, air in the non-summer.
Yeah. Was not too
Shuki's just mad because it means he won't get a job for a while, but he already doesn't have a job, so it's fine.
Well, we're just going to have to summarize I Date Sam and Freddy.
Excuse me, sir? No, I don't
think
so.
It'll be called I Summarize with Shuki.
Sir, you can go. You can fuck yourself.
Gibbe.
Gibbe. Tackles.
Silence. Gibby tackled us.
Samurai Summaries with Shuki.
Cha.
But
I got a comment on my Tamashii combo. I'm in the first 10 comments. Woo. Lol, so clumsy. Go Jedimon for mayor.
What?
Yes.
Well, Dorian did just resign.
Who?
John will be the only one that gets that one.
I feel like I know who Dorian is. Which so
Dorian? Dorian Lord?
Dorian, that's JD, that's Graf and Scrubs.
Oh. She's Blair's aunt.
Oh, right, no. Right.
You know who she is? Yeah, Dorian Kramer Lord.
Red Ranger.
She's married to David Vickers. David Vickers is awesome.
Vickers.
David?
Yes.
Have a seat.
Penis.
All right. So... we already pretty much gave our thoughts on what we thought of a possible Ghost Age adaptation last time.
Yeah.
It's Ghost Age-ery. John Toy for Ghost Age Night.
I really don't want a straight up dub.
Adaption. Like, yeah, that would suck.
Tosh like for first part of Pink Ranger.
Samurai.
One at a time, children. Sorry.
Fuck you, whore.
I want something new and original, damn it.
What happened?
He died.
What? So, yes, I do want some. That better make it into the cast summer. Bravo. That was fantastic.
So.
Bravo, sir.
You know, anyway, as I was saying before it died, I want something new and original. I don't want, like, a Ghost Sager redo just because Ghost Sager was terrible the first time. I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Samurai Summaries with Shuki. Cha.
Because it'll be Ghost Sager Summary with Shuki. Cha. They already did this.
It'll be Angel Summary with Shuki.
Power Ranger Angels.
Power Rangers Angels in the Outfield.
Starring Christopher Lloyd, Danny Glover, and Tony Danza.
How do you know this shit?
Thank you, IMDb. And then because you don't know who the lizard several... is? You sicken me.
I saw that movie several times as a child and I enjoyed it.
Was that during the cast where I asked him if he was okay?
Yes.
That was funny. I don't know why I said that. Are you okay?
Wait, what?
You also threatened to take away his nerd card.
Oh, yeah. I took it.
Okay. Who took what? When? Where?
Saban registered the Power Rider site.
I thought we talked about the registering Power Rider already.
They registered the site, though. It made a site, didn't they?
I thought we talked about that already.
I thought we just talked about they registered the name.
So I got these vinyls from HLJ and...
Okay. Anyway, should we just move on to...
Samurai Summary? Oh, no. Sorry, I thought it was October already.
Want some? Yes. Exercise rocks. Get some.
Gold aboard!
Not yet.
I can't even do that voice. It sounded like a chipmunk. Like a weird...
Gold aboard!
There we go.
So we're on episodes 26. It's part 2 of the Hurricanger tribute. And where we left our heroes was Joe Milfy and Marvelous got sucked into a hole. And Guy's yelling at the Hurricangers. And Shimatsu Jr. is the only one left because Vexigus Jr. got killed in a hole by Furemaru. So they're all like, oh, you can't take our keys. Marvelous brought the keys here. Brr, 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 I'm a stupid little hoe bag.
And then he started singing the Mystic Knights theme song.
That's what Guy said. That's exactly what I heard Guy say. And then Don's like, whoa, 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 now, sir. You need to calm down. Take a step back, breathe, count to 10 a few times. And Aim's like, here, take these keys, get our buddies back. And they're like, okay, thanks, bye. Transforms, goes through hole. And meanwhile, our three heroes in the hole, that's 30, they're tied up in chains and they got to answer questions in order to be freed or something. And then when they answer correctly, then we're going to blow up one of those party balls, some Super Smash Brothers, and hopefully we'll get a hammer or a baseball bat because those are cool. I know, right? Except when the hammer goes all rubber tip and like pops off and squeaks on you and it's like, ah,
it's a weird time to tune back in. Sorry.
Bitch. And so he's like, hey, look, who is, you know, like the quiz. And he's like, who is this? And they see Ocaranger. Like, oh, that's Ocaranger, duh. And he's like, no, it's me dressed as Ocaranger. And they're like, what the hell? Next question.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
The next answer was a Jigglypuff scene from above. And they were like, damn it. You are an awful person. And so meanwhile, Oily sends down Insarn and Yes Boss to go fight these three guys left back on our planet. And so they're all... So they fight some as the Gokaigers, and then they change into... And they have happy fun time with that. Meanwhile, Luca, Joe, and Marvelous are just getting beat up because they just stopped answering questions. Like, I don't know. I'm not answering your shit. Go away. And the three Hurricanes are spying on them and are like, these guys are dumb. They suck at life. I hate them so much. They're like, let's just go fight this guy. So they jump down. They run and they start fighting. But they get beat up and they get de-untransformed because you find out what's in the party ball is not items to kill your friends. It's, in fact, the nutsack. And they're like, oh, we can't hurt the peoples. So they get tied up, and they're like, oh, so you guys were just trying to protect the big nutsack from getting blown up. And they're like, no. We stopped answering because whatever we say is just going to tell us we're wrong. There's no point in trying. He's a douchebag. And they're like, oh, well, you guys are all right, so we'll help you. And they're like, what? And they're like, hey, little Shimatsu, answer our questions. And he's like, whoop. And they get him to answer two right, and then, like, here's the hardest one. And they get him to say, bing bong, bing bong. So that way their chains will pop off. They grab his giant nutsack. They beat him up and drop the bomb in his hand, which explodes. They go back to the real world, only to find that Guy, Doc, and Aim have gotten pwned in the face. And so they decide to fight together, and they're all like, let's do this, biz niche. And they're like... And the hurricane just transform, and they do a roll call.
And they don't get its shiny effects, do they? Do they? Somebody have a gyro changer?
I have one, but I can't get to it right now. It's away, and I take too much effort and time to do it. It'd just be a bad thing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Should be ashamed.
I'm sorry, it's not my fault. Brian told me not to do it. I didn't want to not do it, but he made me. And he's going to punish me and put me in a cage and beat me and feed me poo.
Well, that's just unsolved. Wait. There.
Thank you. Okay, so they're fighting some more, and...
He sounded like he was actually coming out of the crying.
And Joe and Doc and Hurricane Yellow are fighting, and they end up trading weapons, and Doc gets a stick somehow. He's fighting with a branch with leaves on it.
Because bow ties are cool.
And so they're fighting. The girls are fighting. Guy's fighting. There's lots of fighting. Marvel is just fighting with Hurricane Red. The boys end up fighting against Yes Boss and what are the names? The girls end up fighting Insarn. There's some pwnage. And then they're like, well, we're getting out of here because Little Shimatsu's back. And then let me turn this on.
In other words, his nickname, Little Shit.
Yeah. And then guys all... And then they all do a final wave. And so Lady Legend Dream... They use their guns and stuff, and then the Hurricanes do like their cool guy slash. They blow him up. He makes another bad joke. They summon Goju Jin and Gokaio after the Hurricanes are like, here, take our keys back, lols. And so they're fighting. They're not doing so good. The Hurricanes keys glow, and they summon Furemaru, and he's all like, I'm Furemaru, bitches! And he shows up, and they turn into Hurricane Gokaio, and they throw some shurikens at him. And then they finish him off by doing this attack where Furemaru copies himself a bunch of times and just slashes the piss out of him. And then he blows up. And now Little Shimatsu's dead too. And they're back on the ship and they take a picture of the nine of them together and they're all like, happy fun time now. And I think then it ends. So that was fun.
Then it ends.
It was a really cool episode. It was fun watching them fight together. I thought, I like how at the beginning... They're like, you know, you might not get these keys back. And I'm like, nuts, Kay, because if you don't get them back, we'll just take them from you. So
it's like, we'll take them by force. It's like, she's the funniest one to be threatening.
I'm like, it's okay, we'll just take them by force.
It'd be even more of a legitimate threat from Doc. Wearing a bow tie.
Like, she just giggles and is like, oh, we'll take them from you. And you're like, oh, she's crazy. Okay. And, But yeah, so there's that, and but it was fun. It was fun, and I enjoyed the episode. It was good. Furemaru was cool, and also of note is that the voices of Furemaru, Little Shimatsu, and Little Vexicus were the same ones from Hurricanes. So they had six returning people from Hurricanes in these two episodes.
Hot dog!
That's pretty awesome.
I just
looked talking
that
up, to right a model lad. Let me say this. Now, the scenes where their extremely evil plan to torture the Gokaijers with the quiz, this reminded me of Dr. Evil. Now, I think Scott Evil needed to come out and be like, why don't we just kill him right now? I got a gun in my room. We can do it together. Like, that's one of those classic cases of, like, Sentai or PR bad guys just not being threatening. Where they have them, they could just kill them. But they're like, lols, it's a contest.
Well, it is little shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he had a brain.
It's true.
Little Vexicus would probably just kill him.
Probably. But other than that, I really enjoyed the episodes. I still think Bokanger's my favorite tribute, just because this one was a little silly, but it did kind of fit Hurricanger's nature, like with the ears.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, it did fit it the way Hurricanger is, but it was really cool seeing all three of them back and just being awesome. And I don't know because I really liked Hurricanger, so it was just cool seeing them together with their fight music. And just actually, it was a unique thing instead of always having the predictable like formula for the team-up episodes, or the tribute episodes, I mean, to have it be different every time in a way. Like, in this one, they actually fought alongside them, which is really cool. And we got an explanation of how they get their powers back. They just circle around them prettily, and then they're like, yay, I'm a ranger again. No? All right.
No, it was fine. I enjoyed that. It was very cool. I really liked that whole thing. They just transform, and they got Dion transformed, and it was cool.
Yeah, it was a good tribute, I thought. And it was, like I said with Bogander, it was cool bringing back villains that are at least tied into their series. And it was cool seeing the Kelzax.
Yeah, that was Kelzax and Gorman in this. It was fantastic.
I wish they would do that more. Like, give them their keys back and then fight with them and then...
Yeah.
To give the keys back to the Go-Kiders. Like, I think it just would have been more interesting, some of the tribute episodes, if they would be able to transform. But again, this is the one where they got the whole core.
Especially in situations back, so. Where, like, one of the tributing, like, people was in danger, like when Boken Red was in combat, mm-hmm. sort of, or, like, threatened, like, dude, give him his key back. He's being attacked. And he's chief. He's chief. You're not chief.
He is chief-u.
Kirafuda. Random weird Dawson observation that happened. I was watching iCarly over the weekend, and the guy's name is Superintendent Gorman. And then I put the Sue from Superintendent with Gorman, and then he's a Sue Gorman. I don't know why that happened, but I thought it was funny. And Sam wanted to feel his Adam's apple.
Interesting.
I'm gonna touch your Adam's apple.
Alright, well, are we all done with Go-Kiger?
I guess so. I mean, I don't really have too much more to add to anything. I mean, you guys covered most of it.
Pretty much.
I just thought it was really enjoyable, just fighting out having seen Hurricanger.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great tribute. Certain people are like, oh, I'm scared they're doing a tribute different than the other ones, because these times the old guys are fighting and transforming, and I'm like, shut up, KO. And
you can, like, start off saying some people, and then it comes back to the root of it.
Well, couldn't help myself.
I like it. Although, where did they get off giving the Go Riders permission to use the keys? They used the Go Riders keys. They didn't get permission. We need a Go Rider tribute.
That's the only thing that bothered me, is they didn't use the Go Rider keys or the Shurikenja key. But the rest of it, like, I enjoy that they fought with them, because it was an epic ninjas and pirates team up. Like, how do you not enjoy that?
And I like that we got to see the male blue and female yellow at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yellow looks okay, but blue is just awkward as hell.
Because it's the bright blue female color.
It looks really gay. I feel like he smells like sugar cookies.
Look at Ninja Blue. Ninja Blue is that bright gay female color.
Yeah, but he has black alien underneath.
Except he's tiny.
True, true.
Joe's huge.
That's what she said.
Maybe Don and I'm should have transformed into the Go Riders and fought alongside them. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have.
Because they're always getting fucked in the three-person teams. They're like, all right, run along. We have a three-person team.
Oh, that reminded me. You know what I enjoyed was when they were like, hush now, grown-ups are going to go play. I was like Milfie and them started to object to the hurricane, and then Invisible Dopon's just all, hush, grown-ups are going to go talk now. And they're like, oh. Oh. That was just funny.
I like how this ends the debate between pirates versus ninjas. It is pirates and ninjas.
Fuck yes. Also, it was nice seeing when he said Hayatamaru, it actually said it instead of Hyatt Ball. That's what the HK subs say.
Hyatt Ball?
Yes, that's what it says. I guess it sounds like Baru, which it does if you think about it. The HK subs got bored and they have dirty minds.
Wow, that's retarded.
I got used to it.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready for you.
It's O's time. It's the second to last episode. Then I get to start summarizing Forze, and there's going to be switches and fake dough punts and hair and grease lightning. Oh, okay. Anyway, so we open up, and Edgy and Ankh are continuing their fight as Greeds, and they're Super Saiyans, and the Earth's shaking. And Ankh is having memories of his experiences with Edgy, and Edgy's realizing his desire. Quick side note, that scene, was it shot where they kept doing, like, photo takes when they were fighting, like, the way it was, like, all stuttery?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, what happened?
I was really confused at first. I was like, is this broken? And then, like, the subs were appearing and disappearing just fine. So I'm like, oh no, it's not broken. This is just retarded.
Because then they'd show footage from the past and it'd be fine. I'm like, oh fuck, internet's out. Here we go. I'm getting cockblocked by McLovin again.
I am cockblocked by McLovin.
So anyway, Ankh is unable to finish Edgy after he offers him his panties. Wait, pantsuit, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
No, and then Dr. Maki's like, fine, I'll finish it. And then Ankh stops him by throwing fire on his doll and he goes, ah! I shouldn't be screaming, people are sleeping. And then he's like, Wilson! And he goes out to Ocean to find it, and he's in like a whatever those things are called, look like underwear. Yeah. So anyway, meanwhile, we have Broto and Date, and he's explaining to him everything that's happened, and Date's like, they grow up so fast, I'm such a proud dad. And then Maki eventually does find Wilson, that's what I'm going to call the doll now, and he's putting his clothes back on, and it's got seaweed on his head, and he goes, Babbo Molly! And I'm like, man, Dr. Maki, you are a freak. So then he confronts Ankh, and he's like, well, you look like you're not suitable since you betrayed me, and then he stabs him, and one of his medals cracks, and he just takes everything, and yeah. And then Satanaka goes over to the two berths, and she's like, one of you are Victor. Oh, I'm just kidding. And anyway, she talks to them, and she gives them the access card to the basement, because they're trying to figure out where to find Edgy after he was taken off. So they go to the basement and find Edgy, where Kogami has him. And Kogami says, you need to convince him to get rid of those purple medals. I want him to be king. And then there's Edgy over here going, I want unlimited minutes. I mean, power. They're like, what? And then Edgy just runs off like a girl. Like, he runs off like Scott Evil. It was really funny. And so he runs into Dr. Maki, and they both go greed, and they start fighting, and then Edgy screams, and he goes purple Barney combo. And then the berths show up, and then Uva's lurking in the background. He's like, God damn it, you've been lurking for 3 episodes. And then he flicks in the medal, and he's complete, and the berths join in and fight him. And then meanwhile, Ankh's talking about how he's not going to be of this world soon, and him and Hina share a touching moment about how she wants to bang someone that looks like her brother. And then he's like, well, I better go help Edgy. And then Edgy runs off to Kogami, and he's like, all right, I'll become the vessel and I'll absorb all these cell metals that you got from 7-Eleven. Is that the right place?
Yeah.
Is that where? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it ends. And then like, there's only one more episode. So yeah, it was a pretty good episode. It's getting pretty good during the finale. What was all that BS about Edgy can't transform back into a human?
Evidently BS.
Shenanigans. Brandon.
Shenanigans, like, bitch.
Because he just, like, he transformed back and then he growled and then he was, I don't know what's going on with that. But it's still cool to see him be agreed, but that was just a bunch of shenanigans. And then Ankh gets his medal back. Or is it Ankh or Maki that got the taco medal? I think it was Ankh, wasn't it? I don't know. But that was so obviously just done for a new figure art.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good episode, and seeing Kogami's facial expressions was just great. And I'm curious to see, I'm hoping that Tataba King's medals or whatever is just regular Tataba looking. Like, please, not another one. It's almost over. Just stop. You're embarrassing yourself now. And Date being proud of Brocha was really fun. And it's good to see Uva finally get some focus at the end, since he's like my favorite greed design, and he just kind of disappeared in the middle of the show. He just took off. He's like, man, whatever. Gonna yeah. Get a timeshare.
Whatever.
Okay.
I really liked the episode. It was so cool, and Uva was all like, yes! And,
yeah.
He was when he got his,
medal.
He got his medal, and then, I mean, it was really good. It was really good, you know, it was good.
It's good.
The fighting, and then I loved the whole thing with the doll and Maki. Oh, it's on fire, he throws it in the water. Oh, I need to get out of the water.
Well,
yes, I can swim. And it was just hilarious.
Maki
and,
really just can't be a badass.
Bob Murray!
Yeah. I was watching that, I'm like, what did he just say that? I had to rewind it. I was like, what? Squeaky chair.
I mean, it was fantastic. And what else did I? It was. What did I like in there? It was so cool. Date and Goto and Satonaka and Kogami's faces, and because those were just freaky as hell. And I like how
the restaurant chick finally found out everything that was going on and was like, oh, this doesn't sound weird at all. What? Like, really?
No, this is normal. Okay.
You're in love with your brother's doppelganger.
Yeah.
Or edgy. I don't know. We can't tell anymore.
I am edgy.
All I know is edgy needs to be less unlimited power and more, oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Oh, God. Here we go. You got him started now.
Lion King's awesome. Anyway. But, I mean, I read the supposed summary spoiler thingy for next episode, and I honestly can't wait.
Well, you're gonna have to.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
And I gotta.
Cracks knuckles.
I gotta touch it hard.
But, the series is doing such a fantastic job at the end.
Yeah.
Like, this episode was great, the episode before that, like, the past, like, three or four have been really good. Everything's just kind of wrapping up for the most part, but it's like, there still seems so many open ends to finish in one episode, I'm worried.
Yeah, it's like Lost. That's pretty much what's gonna happen.
Because you have whatever Ankh's doing, you have edgy, like, King versus Puto Tira mental battle, and you got whatever hell Uva's doing, and then Maki. So you've got, like, four stories going on, and then Kogami's just sitting there going, take the medals. Who knows what the fuck he's doing? He's just sitting there going, Super Machine!
That guy's crazy.
Foaming, like, at the mouth, I think.
And we still haven't found out his plan 47 episodes later.
Oh, I think his plan might have just been to bring forth that godly power from 800 years ago. That's almost what I'm getting.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Rich guy bored him?
Why? But it looks like that's what he wants to do.
It's like, Sao Tanaka, I've done everything. I wear orange suits. I bake cakes.
He's got that supply of cell metal. That looks like that's what he was planning for, is that he was hoping to find someone like Edgy.
Well, yeah, I get that. I just don't know why.
I don't know. They didn't say why. It's the Kobayashi show. We may never know why.
Why? Because it was convenient for the plot. That's why.
Exactly.
What happened to all... There's all these really great rumors throughout O's that ended up not being true, and, like, we've been speculating about Kogami's motivation since the beginning, and we never really got an answer.
I mean, you know, there was the one week where he was trying to get more Viagra. There was one week where he was, you know, banging Sao Tanaka because she was, like, really agreed or something. I don't know.
They still need to answer whatever happened to Taco Candroid.
I know. He was in episode 2 and then died.
I know he's in the movie, I think. I think one of the things in the movie was him using them as a ramp again.
Oh, that's pretty much their only use.
So apparently all they're good for is ramps.
And since Edgy never uses the bike...
He doesn't use the bike anymore, so he doesn't need ramps.
Like, he doesn't really... Goto uses it more, which is funny.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Can they just ride up on Taco Candroids?
That's great.
That's fantastic, man. I like that. But
we don't need roads. Taco.
Taco, man.
We had our first, like, promo for Forze, so that was interesting.
Yeah, it's a trailer. 15 seconds. Trailer.
Yeah. And although
trailer that revealed nothing.
Yeah. Although, what I forgot to mention when we did Go Kaiju was that the preview for next one's our body switching episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the part that I loved about that Go Kaiju trailer, and that's the reason I wanted to mention this, is because at some point in it, Marvelous goes, "Why does stupid shit have to happen to us?" And I'm just going, I know, right?
Because you're a Sentai show, that's why.
Why did stupid shit like this have to happen? And I'm like, we ask that every year. Because they're always doing the body switching shows.
One every year, at least.
Yeah, really. Who switched bodies last year?
I'm pretty sure it happened. I don't remember. I probably didn't watch that episode.
Probably. I don't even know. All I know is we get it every year, and it's always dumb. Although Kai and Hoka was kind of funny.
Yeah, I remember that one. Shinkenger didn't have that. They had the switching with inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
And what, Decaranger, he switched with a bad guy. Hoji
didn't
did.
Have one, I don't think.
What?
I don't think Ghost Ager had one. No, no.
No,
they didn't. No.
Oh, did they? I don't remember one. But pretty much every year they do. And it's always weird. And
there was the one with Ben and Gwen, and then he came back and he was like, I'm Cannonbolt.
That was I'm the best Cannonbolt.
One. Oh, Cannonbolt.
I'm touching my underpants.
Okay.
But it was really nice in this O's episode. Well, I thought it was funny, like, Hina clutching the metal holder like she finally got one from the toy store. It was like Brian after he finally got it. He's like, got it! I got it, it's mine! But no, and then, like, just her showing concern to Ankh, for Ankh, and not just for her brother. Yeah. I liked that.
Thumbs up.
Made me happy. I'm like, aw, he loves Ankh. And I thought it was very neat when Ankh's like, because Maki's like, oh, you're becoming too human. And then he like smashes Ankh's thing and then like, ew. And then he goes off and Ankh's like, huh, I was feeling strangely satisfied. And I'm like, well, that's kind of nice, I guess.
That's kind of kinky.
I know, right? I feel satisfied when I'm done with Shuquin Shinobi every night. Oh.
Righto.
Righto. So what's up next? Are we done this part?
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty done. We'll be doing our big O's discussion next week.
Yay, O's discussion in my diaper.
That's where we'll be discussing it. And then there's silence.
And then there was Samrasam Rizuki.
Like, you're just putting insult to injury? That's right. I'm just rubbing salt in the wound, which also works. I'm just rambling on. Is it time for retrospective random rambles?
Yes.
No? Let's skip it. Okay. Oh, okay. I guess. All right. So this week, we're talking about VR Troopers. Okay, so summary's going to be a little bit lazy this week.
It wasn't lazy for Beetleborgs, oh.
No, that was well thought out. It took me years to write it. I had to go into the hyperbolic time chamber. Okay, so focuses on three young adults in their late teens. All right, now everyone thinks about that quickly. Let's run. I don't know.
That's how they cast people, the young adults, and then put them into their late teens.
So we have the Gold Ranger, Bacon, and Carly Corinthos / Claudia Zakara.
I like Bacon.
As VR Troopers. And so they become VR Troopers under the tutelage. That's a funny word. Toot. Deep toot under the tutelage of Randy Jackson from the future. So they become VR Troopers to fight the Grimhold. Wait, what the hell is that from?
What, Grimhold?
Yes, that's from Sorcerer's Apprentice. Okay, fight Grimlord. And then Ryan lost his dad. Look, at least Marlin, what's his name, lost his son. Everyone else is losing their dads in Toku. We got him, we've got the chick from Fies, Fat Mew. And then we've got Kit, and then someone else lost their dad. I don't know. Everyone's losing their dads. They need to keep a closer eye on these guys. I think he just left them, and they just said, my dad, well, he's missing. Yeah, he ran
out. It should be like, I lost, like an aunt. I lost my aunt. Need to find her.
That'd be really funny. Yeah,
Brian
I lost my second
aunt, he wouldn't be able to buy toys anymore.
Twice removed. So, anyway, they get super-duper powers, and they're like, we are, we are, and they fight, and they have a dog, his name's Jeff, and then you have Claudia's boss, whose name's Woody Stalker, and
oh,
then
God.
Claudia went rogue, and she shot Michael in the head, and then Michael killed her with an axe, and he went to jail and got raped by Carter because Franco, and I don't know, it's getting dark in here. Anyway, and then at some point, they found his dad. He, I don't know,
he
found him.
Was dark,
oh, there he is.
He was Darkheart or Dark, whatever.
Darkheart?
Dark, yeah, Darkheart.
Yeah, they found him. And then...
Barter?
Barger? Oh, his father. Anyway, And then Ryan got new powers, and then they fought some more, and then it just... And then the Skugs used Ultimatrixes, and they're like, Ultra Skugs!
Ultimate Skugs!
And then it just kind of ended on a random note, and then Ryan went on to find Pyramidus and the Gold Ranger powers, and then he got fired and replaced by Taiwanese triplets, and then Jason. And Claudia went on to be buried, and Bacon went on to do nothing. That was the weirdest summary I think I've ever done.
Went on to be buried? What the fuck?
Because Claudia's dead. She got killed. Allegedly.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm so scared and confused right now.
Next week's summary will be more like normal. Just saying. It'll be more structured. But so,
well,
yeah,
I mean,
Brian.
The paratroopers didn't really have too much of a summary going for it besides that Ryan lost his dad. They found him in Darkheart. They brought him back, and then Ryan got new powers, and that's it.
Pretty much. Like, kind of like you said when we started watching it, they had a good concept. It was just like pretty much all filler, though. Like, oh, hey, look, here's a 5-parter randomly, and then the rest of the 92 episodes are filler, in which like stupid shit happens, like Caitlin gets cloned into Claudia and Carly, and I don't know.
Right now, so
Randy Jackson.
One thing I want to not to really discuss, we don't have to discuss it, but just talk about real quick, is that the show was originally called Cybertron. Not to be confused with the Transformers Homeworld. But when Jason David Frank left Power Rangers, he was supposed to be on this show, and it was supposed to be pretty much just Metalder footage. And
Brian's getting angry.
My throat's all fucked up today. But
told you about swallowing.
So it was going to be just Metalder footage with Jason David Frank and then a couple other characters.
That was Power Rangers.
So I mean, you still had Zictor, except he was Cyrus Richter instead of Zictor.
Richter.
And like Tau was still there and everything. So I mean, the plot of the show itself was pretty much the same. Just it was only Jason David Frank, and it was supposed to be Adam Steele and not Ryan Steele. But the pilot episode of that was on the internet somewhere. I don't know where it is. I think I watched it on YouTube one time. I don't know if it's still there at all, but or if anyone has it for download anywhere. But it was pretty interesting because during one of the battles, they played the Go Green Ranger song, except it was Cybertron Let's Go.
Oh, that's weird.
And there's like Grim Lord's gonna get you instead of Evil Rita or Lord Zedd or whatever version you're listening to. So it was pretty funny. Like that song has like 5 different remixes now, but
it's funny. That's hilarious.
But yeah, it was pretty interesting, so if you want to dig around and try to find that, it was pretty fun watch.
Dig.
But anyway, so now on to the actual discussion of VR Troopers and not the preview for VR Troopers.
We are sisters. Stand together. Growl power. That's what the VR Troopers theme song sounds like to me. Ow! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it seem like the VR Troopers were the Cheetah Girls.
Sorry. What happened?
I hit my head. I mean, my head? My knee. I like lifted my knee up and I hit this little like arm wrestling on my desk and the keys flew everywhere.
Alrighto.
Righto.
That was what that loud tumbling sound was.
Yes.
Not sure why I slipped into an accent there.
I don't know. I do that sometimes. Should have noon.
Should have noon. To bed.
To bed. Kevin's already there.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, dang it. It would have been funny if you were in bed.
Still, I'm right here, ass. So, I don't know. Like I said before, like, the story of VR Troopers, like, most of the content for the story was pretty much just within the first season. Because it was all, oh, Ryan's trying to find his dad, and then his dad's Darkheart, he got...
Oh, hey, look, she's going to be on Days of Our Lives now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Jeff's all hard up about that.
Well, that's hilarious to me.
See, she played Claudia.
Shut your mouth or I will stab you.
Grim Lord took my dad. Found my dad.
Z-Rax took my dad.
Dark Heart's my dad. Oh, we gotta save Dark Heart. Oh, we saved Dark Heart. Oh, lost my dad. Oh, found my dad. I got my dad. Okay, yay. And then all my powers are gone. Oh, fuck. Oh, let's get new powers that look cheaper than the old powers.
Cheaper? They got them at 50 below. 5 below.
Right, no, seriously, though, his second season suit comes from Schneider.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider made it.
And which is older by 3 seasons than Metalder. Schneider was the 3rd Metal Hero. Metalder was the 6th.
That's why it looks older. Like, it fits closer to Spielbon's suit.
Spielbon? It's like a joke of Spielberg.
Yeah, Spielbon was, I think, 5.
It was
the one before. It was the one before, before Metalder.
So, I mean, that's why I don't, besides wanting to do just Metalder originally for Cybertron, I don't know why they kept it around. The Schneider suit fit in a lot better with the Spielbon suits.
I think, like you said, is that the first suit would have been better as the upgrade instead of,
and
like,
then,
in the second
then
season.
Then he can upgrade to Metalder.
Yeah.
Looks like he downgraded.
Yeah.
Ouch. Kind of my toe.
Speaking of, though, I really like Metalder's design, but we'll talk about that in suits.
Well, you already spoiled it. Fuck it, I'm going home.
I'm
Wait a minute, I am home.
No, you're not.
Wait a minute.
Wait a tick?
Wait a tick? I'm touching my pants.
I mean, it's got an absolutely horrid, cliche story. Most of the characters are incredibly bland. But, I mean, as for, like, the main concept, like, the virtual world, and it's kind of, like, Digimon-esque in a way, but
except not cool.
But, I mean, in terms of that, it's pretty cool, but it just didn't really work too well.
Yeah.
Show. Mostly because, I mean, they were doing this pretty much when they were starting, season 2, or it was before that?
It was 2 or 3.
This started in 94. This would have been...
One, two?
Toward the tail end of season 1, I think. So it still had at least in season 1, absolutely horrible production quality. Like, everything was really terrible looking. The green screen...
I'm terrible looking.
The green screen on Randy Jackson was just kind of barf-worthy. And, I don't know, everything was really weird. But, I mean, the concept was fine. I just don't think it was really that great of a show. Even for nostalgia, like, I watched episodes and it just wasn't really that entertaining.
Yeah, I'm more nostalgic for Beetleborgs. I like that better by a lot.
Beetleborgs had a lot higher production value than...
And a lot more awesomeness because it had Flabber and it was Flabberlific! That sounded weird. Okay. One thing commenting on the story is it really bugged me in the pilot... How, like, I hate pilots where, even though they have 2 parts and they have plenty of time, everything seems rushed. They're like, you're VR Troopers now. They're like, all right, Kay, let's act like we've been VR Troopers for years. And they just, like, there was, like, no transition period. Like, and then Kaylin's car was there, and I don't know.
Then somehow Professor Hart took her car, modified it to make it fly, and she never noticed. I don't know how he got a hold of her car, considering he's trapped in a computer.
He's trapped. Like Zordon, but Randy Jackson.
He is.
Well, he's in it to win it.
He is.
We got a hot one tonight.
I'm in it to win it. He's a computerized being.
Yeah, he's Randy Jackson.
I don't know how he worked on his car. I guess he's got a little robot, guys.
He does. There's Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez. And Ryan Seacrest. Warning, in 4 years... Aliens capture Ryan Seacrest.
Yay.
Yeah, so anyway, someone else ramble.
I don't really have too much else to say about the story. Want to move on to characters?
Okay.
Or character, which is the one meat sack of mediocrity.
So you have Ryan Steele and everyone else in the show.
it's just like Power Rangers.
I actually really like Ryan.
He's got an epic voice.
It's less because of his character
and more because of his voice.
More because Brad Hawkins is pretty awesome.
I'm awesome.
If I had to pick a favorite character, it'd easily be Ryan, just mostly because Brad Hawkins is awesome.
Really? Mine's Jeb. Well, tie between Jeb and Caitlin's car. I think they both had more development than Bacon and Claudia. People aren't even going to know what I'm talking about, which is funny.
Probably not.
Makes it funnier, though. Just silence.
No one knows what you're saying after you,
Brad
idiot.
Hawkins is a voice actor for Funimation now.
Funimation?
Oh, really? What does he do? Like, what is he in?
Let's see. He's in D. Greyman, Dragonaut, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Fuck.
What?
He was Wolfwood in Trigun Badlands Rumble. That's fucking awesome.
Well, Brian just had a nerdgasm.
Well, I needed to see that movie anyway because it's Trigun. Now I really need to see it because Brad Hawkins is Wolfwood. That's fucking out. Yes! Anyway,
Brian loves Brad Hawkins. This is boy toy.
All my other man crushes get taken. I don't think
that's a pretty badass name, Brad Hawkins. Like
my friend Chris's last name is Hawkins. But his name's Chris and not Brad. So.
That explains why he's your friend Chris and not your friend Brad.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, that explains why his name isn't Brad, because his name's
a country singer at one point. I don't think he does that anymore, but
that seems odd.
Who, your friend Chris?
No, Brad.
Oh.
It'd be funnier if Brian's friend was a country singer.
Chris doesn't sing in front of people, I don't know. He's all like, I don't want to sing.
What is he, the guy from Step Brothers?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure his voice is going to be a combination between Fergie and Jesus.
So anywho, I liked Ryan. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was a cool guy, and he transformed with a Mighty Morphin helmet repainted.
They all did.
Shh. Oh, stupid ads.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you won.
And look at this picture of JB on the site I'm not looking at. What a dumbass look on his face.
Which one?
Ranger Central. Look at it. He's like, my name's Bacon. His MMPR helmet's kind of badass.
It kind of is.
It's more badass than his suit.
We'll talk about those at some point.
Yeah, sorry. He was the black guy. And he did stuff?
He was just there to fill their quota of
diversity.
Because black was the only one that mattered back then.
And he's a guy doing stuff. Ah, dear.
He wears an orange shirt. he was just kind of the generic, other male.
Yeah, he was the techie guy because Brad was, the badass fighter, so JB was like the techie guy because he only had three people to work with, so he fit the role of token black plus computer geek. So he built robots and worked on shit
robots
with Professor Hart and
Professor Jackson.
Understood everything that was going on
because he smells tight dog.
No,
Ryan's just like, yeah, I'm awesome, I'll go fight things by myself because of footage. And
because of footage.
Seriously, though, they were always split up. It was always Jamie and Caitlin, and then Ryan. Ryan would always go off and do his own thing because he was Metalder footage, and the other ones were whatever the
Spielbon.
Spielbon footage.
Spielberg. And then he fell into those cactuses in the first episode. He was like, oh, oh, and I'm like, all right, we'll save you. I'm like, what are you doing? Why don't you just DM trans? Wait, that would mean you're staying in your suit.
And then
so I'm looking at this picture, these pictures on the that site that you're not on. It's so horribly repainted.
Oh, the helmets?
Yeah.
JB's
but Bacon's is badass.
The other two are questionable. Ryan's
so horribly
is
repainted and obvious. Oh god, Ryan's was terrible. That was Jesus. I'm sorry, continue onward.
So on to Carlotta.
It does look like Randy Jackson. Oh, I'm sorry.
Carlotta.
Yeah.
She was kind of like Maya in Dragon Knight. She was all like reporter, photographer, yada yada, generic female. So, she didn't really do too much.
Yeah, she just went on to do things like shoot children in the head and become a psychopath.
I want to shoot children in the head.
I was going to say it's a sign of them using respectable actresses, but this was her first thing.
Yeah. So. Pretty much. And I don't know, she was the girl, just like Bacon was the generic guy. She was
like,
the girl.
That's, you have, like, that's the thing about doing like old shows, is that all these characters have very little characterization. They all just fall in these little like niches.
Yeah.
Niece.
That was fantastic.
That are just so generic that you just he goes here. He's martial arts guy. He's computer guy. She's girl.
She's girl.
Well, that's all that mattered back then. You had boobs, so you were just generic girl. In PR's case, you were like generic smart girl and generic athletic girl.
Pretty much.
Is this McLovin?
Yes.
That's the early prototype of McLovin.
Wait, which one's McLovin?
Percy.
Hey, it's you, McMuffin.
That picture seriously looks like McLovin.
Hold on.
Brian lost it.
Oh. Oh, God.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. So I guess we talk about allied characters now?
Yeah, since there's only three people to talk about and they never brought anyone additional onto the show.
Well, Jeb is a biznatch. He is awesome. He's
Jeb,
the shit.
Jeb was probably one of the better characters on that show. Just because he was a talking dog. That's really all he needed. That's all he needed going for him, was to be a talking dog.
And Professor Hart, looking at this picture, he looks like a cross between Randy Jackson and Joel's grandma. Roland. That's wrong. Who's Joel? No. What's her name? Nanu.
Lightspeed Rescue
Nanu.
Is Joel.
Nanu. Same person.
Oh my God, I lost it.
He looks like it. He looks like they took Randy Jackson and took Nanu and went... And then they became that person. He's got man boobs. He's wearing a tight black shirt.
And then they tossed him in front of a green screen and gave him that awesome background that everyone wants to get their picture taken with.
We have General Tao down here, who invented General Tao's chicken. It's a dish. I've eaten it.
Look, I need you to go die in a hole, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Woody, I'm pretty sure he's friends with Patsy the Pirate.
I'm pretty sure Woody is actually Patsy. Woody from Sweet Life Grown Up.
Oh my God, it is! Shut up, long hair. That's fantastic. Tyler Steele's just a carpenter. He just looks like an average man. Like, hey, look, I'm just an average middle-aged man wearing a plaid shirt.
Tyler Steele looks like a guy out of a JCPenney catalog.
Oh my God, he totally does. My buddy's wearing brown khakis. And then you have McLovin.
I am McLovin.
What do you want? What the fuck? Fogel, you want to be an Irish R&B singer? And then we have Poindexter. He just looks like a big void of nothing.
He was basically a cross between, like, retarded and Bill Nye.
Wait, isn't Bill Nye a hard
guy? The science guy.
Bill.
Okay.
Right.
So yeah,
Bill Nye the science guy.
They were fun.
Like,
they're funny looking. They're good to make fun of.
None of these characters particularly did too much. I mean, Jeb obviously did next to nothing except act as comedic relief and be voiced by the same guy that voiced Goldar. But
be a badass.
But he was just fun to have around because there was a dog.
So we could talk about him later.
Yeah. And he has a cousin, Zeb, that looks identical to him. Just saying. Professor Hart, he did a lot of shit. But I mean, he did a lot, but did nothing.
Exactly.
He made everything, but then he did nothing because all he did was stand there in front of a green screen and talk. So,
pretty much.
While he did everything, he physically did nothing because he's a computer.
You just blew my mind.
It's like, I'm a computer.
It's not all I blew.
Stop all the download.
Begin the download.
Professor Hart eventually mutates into Vengex.
Oh my God. I think you're right.
But Professor Hart was just kind of like Alpha and Zordon rolled into one, plus Randy Jackson and Nanu. It was those four people combined into one person.
And he also...
And then there was also Hart.
And oh. Apparently he's a VR trooper because he's got a virtualizer on.
That's actually an early form of the Pretoria Rings when Nano and Randy Jackson fused.
What metal hero can Professor Hart turn into?
Burf.
No. Jiraiya.
Gavin, is that a metal hero?
I don't
Gavin's
know their
the
names.
First metal hero.
He can be that one.
Never bothered
Gavin's
to learn
the
names.
Original space sheriff.
Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. I just wanted to say that, I'm going to be honest.
Tao was there.
Yeah, he was like...
Tao was like Ernie, except Asian in New Kung Fu.
Tao Zanto? That's the guy from Hurricanger.
I know.
Right, yo, then. Really good.
The awesome wouldn't know because he watched Shitty Shub, so they probably wrote like...
I know his name.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Bob Marley.
Every time they said Tao Zanto, they were like, Billy Bob Thornton? Oh, okay.
Woody and Percy were just there for comic relief.
And being stupid.
Pretty retarded. Tyler was just there to be Ryan's dad. No, he did do a lot of the shit, like... Eventually, he's like, he was there, he served the entire plot point for the entire first season. And he's like, yep, I'm leaving the research, bye. And then he disappeared. So,
at least Kit's dad was in the finale.
So he came back, he gave Ryan his new powers, and then he left again. Right.
Right, yeah.
And then Poindexter was just there to give them shit.
So that we could call him McLovin later.
That's
I am McLovin.
Not Poindexter.
Poindexter's that villain from Danny Phantom.
Righto.
Right, yeah. Gonna catch him on Danny Phantom.
I think Caitlin had a thing for Poindexter.
Ew.
Episode I watched, they're all like making out and shit.
No one likes nerds. Oh.
Except people like nerds ropes. Get it? Like the candy?
No, I get it. It's really funny. Like both of your jokes.
Brian's like, wait, what? He's lost it.
He was talking about the ropes you used to hang yourself.
Oh, okay.
You just eat through them. You're like, it'd be delicious. That makes you want a nerd's rope now.
To hang yourself with?
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Do it. Do it.
Viren's.
So Zictor.
Viren.
Our main villain for the show is named Carl Zictor. Fantastic.
And he turns into the haunted mask.
He turns into a pig.
He also kind of looks like Calabar from Halloween Town.
He kind of looks like what had happened if Pudgy Pig grew old and had a body.
It does kind of look like that. And then, yeah, I don't know what to say anymore.
He just sat there in his office and, like, spied on
his lizard.
Played his little pet iguana and was like, oh, I have to stop the VR troopers. Ah.
Hey, get out of the beautiful ones.
Then, so he's all like, forces of darkness empower me. Take me back to my virtual reality because I have to rhyme. Blah. And then he would turn old, and then he would turn into a pig. I don't know what was up with that, but anyway. So then we'd go to his giant fortress of death, and he'd have a bunch of...
Meanwhile, in the Legion of Doom... Oh.
Then we have Skugs. They look like pimped-out putties.
They were
golden.
Pimped out.
They have dirt faces, too.
I feel like I need to talk about Grimlord more, but like all he was doing was just serving as generic bad guy.
Yeah, that's what everyone is in VR Troopers, just generic role here.
Like,
yeah.
Grimlord was like generic bad guy in like Darkheart or whatever his name was. Darkheart, yeah. Was like generic bad guy turned good guy. It's like, I have honor, blah, 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 blah. And I honestly don't really remember any of the other villains all that much. But the Skugs are indeed pimped out putties.
We don't forget down here, Amy, Red Python. She's totally Jara. That's super Jara. Look at her.
God, it is.
She's like, Moose and Squirrel. We already made that joke. I think I have a figure of Darkheart. Maybe I'm lying.
I did at one point.
I think I have it. What is he, Mysterio wannabe? Is that like Commando Mysterio?
I think so. It's Mysterio with a gun.
Oh, God, Colonial Icepot looks colonial. Colonel, I read it as it's written. That's another stupid rule. It's like baloney. How do you spell that? Baloney. What? How do you spell that? Colonel, no, you're whacked out of your mind. All the letters are silent.
Baloney? How do you spell it? Bologna.
He reminds me of somebody. He's like White Frax.
What?
Colonial Icepot.
He kind of is. He looks like he belongs in Frieza's family. Icepot.
He does. That's perfect. He shows up after he's like, ah, Goku, you killed my family. And then he's like, boom, you're dead. Season 2. Oh, Grimlock got a dirt face in Season 2. Look. He's like,
don't forget General Ivar.
Oh my God, the Ultra Skugs are hilarious.
they really are. I was looking at them when I was watching the episode, and they got like these beards or something, and
they look like teeth. And they're like,
They're from Shider.
Mass Shider.
Mass Shider.
Mass Shider.
Grimlord does get a dirt face. Oh my God, because a lot of the. Like, the Grimlord footage and stuff in Season 2 was all American. So, it's kind of like American Octoro, except with Grimlord.
Yeah. He looks creepy.
Except he still has the same, say the stupid phrase to get to his virtual dark fortress. But yeah, I think Ultra Skugs win for, like, best henchman ever. Next to the Scabbies.
Scabby? Orklan, what are you? You're just nothing.
You're just a computer on the wall.
Despera, oh my God, she looks like she's going to a costume
party.
Yeah,
we had Despera and Doommaster brought in the second season because they needed, like, American.
Look how horrible those costume designers. Villains. The Vixens are even worse.
Despera is basically Cleopatra, and Doommaster is, like, a mix between, like, a scorpion and a sentinel from X-Men.
Cleopatra yeah. coming at
it
you.
It doesn't kind of look like that.
What?
He just doesn't explain.
Just that. Never mind. I'm not even gonna go in. It's not even worth it.
Okay.
It's not even worth it. It's just take it as something else that I know I shouldn't know. So.
All right. So, Orklan was a computer on the wall. Air Striker was generic flying thing.
If you really want to know, type it into Google and then. Okay. Just.
Then.
Totally good. Totally good.
Ivar Icebot. Icebot died.
No, I went through this. Ivar is the guy from Mystic Knights. He's the black guy with the trident.
He gets... General Ivar kind of looks like Forze.
Water
he does.
Around
he
me.
He does.
That's hilarious.
General Ivar
Water is... around me.
No.
Yes. No.
No.
Water inside me.
To bed.
I'm laying in bed, ass.
The Vixens are highly trained ninjas created by Orklan. Okay. They're... sure.
Sure.
Right. Oh, so...
Hi, this is Forze.
I know, right?
I'm like 3 minutes behind. I think you're on a delay.
He's like super...
on a delay?
He's like super evil Forze. It's like same color scheme, except he has like a cape and pointy shoulders.
That's the Rocket Dopant right there.
General Ivar is the Rocket Dopant.
Rocketto!
So Rocketto!
Then the memory gets purified and he becomes Forze. It all makes sense now.
Genius.
Genius.
It's all winning.
Forze is actually a Kamen Rider Rocket.
What is a Kamen Rider?
Matt Mullins.
It's a Beetleborg.
Damn it.
Matt Mullins is all Kamen Riders.
But, like, once Dark Star became Ryan's dad again.
Dark Star?
Dark Lord, I'm sorry.
Wait, what is Michael whatever have to do with this?
Sorry.
Lovely Gwen.
I knew I was going to do that at some point in this discussion. Because I kept doing it in my head. I'm like, I keep calling him Darkstar. Damn it, that's not the right person.
It's kind of like when I kept wanting to call the Green Hornet movie the Green Lantern.
I did that a couple times, too.
And you're like, Seth Rogen's not the Green Lantern. That would just be silly.
That'd be funny.
That'd be awesome. Anyway.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Touching me.
And, he has the Grim Stars. They're these flying ships that look more like ships than the
ship, ship.
Oh, I love ship. Anyway, they look like Hydro Drive Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. You told me yesterday. That's funny.
Exactly, I remember like that. Brian sucks at life.
Color scheme and everything. It's kind of ridiculous.
Lols. Brian, then, you need to buy it now.
Then Virtual Fighters are Starscream.
They are.
So anyway.
Starscream and his Legion.
Yeah, most of this is just kind of generic villainry.
This is a clear case of vanilla rannery. Wait, that makes it sound like they're vanilla. Okay.
Like, it was interesting that they brought on, like, American acted villains.
They were stupid.
They were really stupid.
Come to my house.
But yeah, outside of Darkheart, I don't think any of them really did too much or really memorable at the slightest.
Hey.
Oh, oh.
Behave. Yeah. No bloopers for you tonight, audience.
Dang it.
Almost.
What happened?
You were close.
Wait, where am I?
In my bed.
Oh, God, no.
Get out of there. I need to sleep.
Oh, God, he left it warm for you. Oh, God. So we should talk about the suits now.
I also left it sticky.
Yes, it's Morph next, because for some reason we talk about Morph before suits.
Look, I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
Except you did, but anyway. Their morph was horrible. I don't even want to talk about it.
They're like, hey, look, we have an MMPR helmet, now we have robot face. And then we got a robot voice, because when I talk about robots, I get
their
voice.
Their morph is why the MMPR morph was just dinosaur, and then inside a Photoshop filter. That was the reason, because it looked horrible.
And don't forget, Trooper Transform!
Trooper Transform! We are VR! Lame 80s effects, even though this was made in 94.
That's because Shire's from 84.
Apparently the virtual world looks like the covers from my high school math books.
That's funny, because it's true. It's like they're both full of despair.
Like a sphere and a random, like, bar graph. And
then you have
a line graph in there somewhere in the vortex. I don't
know. The vortex of death.
I don't really know, but yeah, it was pretty bad.
Sorry, I'm just reading Kiefer's comment on the last podcast. It's hilarious.
Finally.
It was. I read it earlier today.
I eagerly wait for it to come up. Oh, God.
I was trying not to laugh, but
our minds are too dirty. Alright then, on to the suits.
On to the suits. I kind of like the suits in a very retro nostalgia kind of way.
Yeah.
I think I like the Metal Hero suits for the same reason I kind of dig like Kamen Rider suits, or at least New Age Kamen Rider suits. Just because I really do like the whole armor thing.
Yeah, that does look cool.
I'm always a fan of the armored guys, so Metal Heroes are kind of made for me. But
who was that one that was like a guy? We were looking at a figure arts list on the poll, and I was like, oh, it's Mr. Man or something. It was really funny. What was it? I'll forget.
Guy doing stuff?
No, it was like Dan Man or something. Or you know what I'm talking about, Brian, don't you? No, I get the names wrong because I can't get it right in my brain.
Gavin?
No.
Because he was on the list.
Gavin.
Matalder?
No.
Speaking of, there is a pretty cool Matalder figure that I wanted to get.
Oh, well. I'll think of it someday. Yep, just pour water on me. The only one I really don't like is Caitlyn's. She kind of looks like a robo-nurse.
Fair enough.
I just don't really like it. Like, JB's is okay. I like Brian's are fine. Even if he is RoboCop in season 2.
Brian Emo, two bitches lost again. You go, Kiefer. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Janperson.
Yes!
John Passon. Who is that? Oh, John Passon.
Why do you know that?
Because I have it on my iPod and I listen to it.
It's weird.
At work, when I could listen to music. I listen to all the Metal Hero
You could listen to music, but I caught you listening to music and going on the RAM boards, and then everyone had to suffer because of you.
It wasn't because of me.
Sure.
B-Fighter Kabuto.
Okay. Who is Jam Person?
He's
another
like,
Metal Hero.
Kind of looks like RoboCop.
Oh, okay.
That's because that's what it's based off of.
Okay. I never bothered to learn about any of the Metal Heroes because I really didn't care.
There's a picture.
It's not here. Oh, there it is.
Wiggy!
Oh my god, he's epic. He's like a gay RoboCop.
Just be young.
He fights against gay hate crime. Him and his friend Yellowbot. And the Pink Wonder. Look at him.
Oh god.
I want to figure out of him now.
Okay.
Wait, when did I talk about digging up a corpse, dressing them like Superman, and flying them around?
I honestly don't remember.
That ramble time was so random. We talked about literally everything.
That ramble time was basically better than an episode of That's So Random.
Pretty much
we
is.
We were more random than they were.
That show needs to be canceled. It's just cheap all that ripoff.
Toy needs to make Metal Heroes again.
Yeah, they just merged it with Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
What is a Kamen Rider? It's VR Troopers and Beetleborgs.
I think that was what they got when they made Kabuto. They're like, well, Beef Fighter was pretty cool. Okay. Let's make this. Okay. And
they are based on them, so.
Yeah.
Based on them. Udana.
So anyway, Suits. Really dig Metalder. I don't know why exactly, but it looks pretty awesome. Metalder's the only one I really like out of the four that we used.
Metalder is pretty cool looking.
Look, you need to stop talking in code.
I would love a figure of Metalder.
Yeah, who is that?
Ryan.
Okay.
God, that is season one from VR Troopers.
Okay, I didn't bother
I've never
learning
seen
it.
VR Troopers, and I know that because I am smarter than that.
Well, because I didn't bother learning about it.
Brian is Metalder. JB is Spielbon. Caitlin is...
JB is Bacon.
Diana and or Helen.
I like how their designations here is just VR Ryan, VR Caitlin, and VR Bacon.
VR Bacon? It's like fake bacon.
Virtual reality bacon.
It's like that song epic lyric with bacon.
In Phil of the Future where you could just go eat anything without getting stuffed.
I want that.
I want Phil of the Future to come back. We should do retrospective random animals on Phil of the Future.
I looked up.
Phil of the Future.
Must enter the next phase of your development as a human being and embrace the ponies.
Phil of... No way. That chick in my class can embrace the ponies.
She probably does. Oh.
Seriously, I was like, really? I literally said, really? I can't even escape it?
Really.
She probably does embrace ponies. Puts the videos on the internet. Makes money off of them.
It's literally that's something like a horse. I felt kind of bad for her, to be honest.
The Wikipedia says Jan Persson made a cameo in Beetleborgs. When was that?
In Beetleborgs?
Yeah.
Oh, because Jan Persson, Blue SWAT, and the B-Fighters teamed up.
Uh-huh.
And I think they used that episode as for footage or something with using Blue SWAT and Jan Persson as other comic book heroes.
Okay, I need to figure out.
Who the hell is Blue SWAT? Is that
the show before B-Fighter and after Jam Person?
Is that Hoji?
Really need to, like, learn things.
I don't care about the Metal Heroes. I don't need to know their names.
Hoji?
The hell do you care about? This is why I have the Intersect and you don't.
God.
Just because you put the glasses on.
Look, I got an email from Bryce Larkin, okay? He told me to do it.
Fair enough. So what the fuck's after Suits?
Varsinal.
Varsity?
Virtual reality arsenal. I don't know why I slipped into an accent for a minute. The virtualizers. They look like they stole police badges and put a gem on them and spray painted them gold.
I think that's what they did.
I suck. No, I don't. I suck. No, I don't. I have to believe.
What? Kiefer's comment about Dawn.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Because we went on that tangent about how the Diana Pearl arc of Pokemon pretty much sucks.
Oh. Yeah. So anyway, the virtualizers, I have a toy of those.
I
right around my neck.
Don't anymore, but
I don't know where I got it. I just have it.
McDonald's.
Like, thank you.
I'm serious. They came from McDonald's. Those are the toys. I don't know why. But
those are cheap and made American. Riffers? Troopers? Transformers? Stop whining. Stop whining! How about those sleek VR visors? I want some sunglasses that look like that.
Those are basically the prototypes for the Virtual Boy.
That is... You're right. You're right. And look, it's Brian's math book again.
Yep, that's... I think that was the cover of my Algebra 2 book.
Oh my god, look, it's an early iPod. Look, it's, they're doing FaceTime.
Wait, hold on. I have to see this.
VTs.
Look how horrible that prop is. It looks like they made it out of Play-Doh.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Of course it has to be blue and red because that's what Metalder looks like.
Laser Fist Command? It's just a glowy brick. What is that? And then it's highlighted. It's underlined twice. Laser.
Lasers.
Laser Fist was basically his Rider Punch.
Lightning Laser Command looks badass.
Lightning Laser was awesome, actually. That was pretty cool, to be honest. It's like, yeah, my laser arm is a death thing.
So if we take a drink every time Dawson says no, will we die? Because that sounds like a what might happen.
Sure.
The internal gyro command is just hot, black, and
it was when he used Whirlwind. Ryan, use Whirlwind!
Look at... They just got lazy here. VR Saber. Sword-like weapon used by JB.
What biome?
Which stands for Junior Bacon.
This is probably why the site's looking for writers. And donations, because they need to keep afloat.
How about the laser pistol? Look at that pose. Lasers! Laser Lance. What is that from? Oh, that's from, like, Ben 10. It's a level 5 Laser Lance. And I'm going to go deal some drugs to Lucky. Seriously, Lucky's drug dealer is Kevin Levin.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, I was like, I know that guy. I'm like, oh my god, it's Kevin. He's shooting up Lucky. No! Lucky!
Laser Lance was pretty much Darth Maul's lightsaber, except blue.
And not cool.
Yeah.
It's not Darth Maul. Vortex Command, what is this?
It was when JB used Whirlwind and they went into the virtual world.
Okay. VR Scanner, no, I'm sorry. Those are called flashlights?
Those are called eyes?
Have you checked out my scanners? I got some glasses for them because I can't see everyone.
Good detect
VR Techno Bazooka just shoots techno music. She just goes bow,
it's
bow,
like
bow, bow, bow. You just shoot it and it starts playing the Party Boy music from Jackass. It's like bow, 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 bow. Caitlin's weapon's pretty badass.
She has a double sided like sickle.
Cool. Laser saber. That looks like a wooden saber with like colored tape on the bottom.
Shh.
Look at the laser pistol. It's a brick with a little straw coming out of it. VR laser ray. No. Just VR shoulder cannon?
It's not even on his shoulders.
That's the least badass name I've ever heard.
To stop all evil villains trying to conquer reality.
Wait a minute, all of them? That's a bold claim. And Caitlyn double team? Look, it's Carly and Claudia. And Bacon.
At first I was really confused on why the fuck they did this, and then I read the Wikipedia for Spielbond, and they're like, oh, it was Diana and Helen. They both used the same suit. I'm like, oh, okay.
It was so like birth and
Caitlyn could clone herself.
Maybe they're clones. I don't know. Shut up, Jack. No? Alright.
What?
It was a Todd reference. Huh.
Okay.
Or now a Todd and Victor reference, I guess.
So this show actually had a lot of vehicles.
Let's see, what do they got? Caitlin's car. That was the most badass vehicle in Toku history.
Caitlin's car.
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck yeah. Gotta love Caitlin's fucking car.
It flies.
It does.
Flies.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Caitlin's car.
What about it? It's a car. What do we do? You're not looking at it.
Look at the car.
Anywho. The VR land assault vehicle / VR battle cruiser.
I gotta go back to this site like for the fifth time tonight. I like, keep fucking closing it.
It looks really slow.
Well, it's a tank.
Oh, man, that car is a badass car from like 1983.
Badass. How about the VR interceptor? Intercept it!
It's an X-Wing.
Oh, it is! Except it's like a except for bootleg of an X-Wing. Skybase? Beetle battle base. That's what the techno bazooka should shoot. They just go boom and it goes. What the hell, VR base? Oh my god, it's four squares. Play that game where you stack the logs and you have to pull them out.
Jenga.
Yes.
The VR base is Jenga.
Oh my god, that's epic.
I didn't think about. Oh my god. It stores all their vehicles and to play Jenga with it.
That is horribly designed. Like, oh man, I can't come up with anything. Can I just draw four boxes and put a propeller on top? All right, Jim, go home. I'm losing it.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm so scared right now.
Okay. VR fighter bike.
It's not funny. Why am I laughing?
What? I said... Ow! I think the cheeks are splitting inside. I feel a burning.
That's from something else. Just take some penicillin and that should go away.
Take the oxygen pills.
I think I need some.
The VR turbo cycle looks like it got cut in half.
It did.
Oh god.
It's got. Did it? Wait. Why does it have a sidecar?
Because he rides alone, and he wants to prove that no one will ride with him. That was stupid. I'm sorry.
Did Matalder have a friend I don't know about?
Yes.
Kevin.
What?
Did Matalder have a friend?
Oh, I do not remember him having a friend. I could look it up.
I'm just trying to figure out why Matalder's bike has a sidecar.
Wait, is there a person in there? I see it.
Is there a person? What?
I see a head, and this is my imagination.
I think you're crazy. There's no head in this picture.
Oh, no,
he had a robot dog.
Oh, it's Jeb. Okay.
Okay, Jeb goes in the sidecar. All right, mystery solved.
I wonder if they're talking about Top Gunder. Top Gunder, but he doesn't join with
Top Gunder. Top Gunder, really? Stop it. That's a joke.
Top Gunder.
Bonnie? I just feel like saying that because he said
it. Nitro. Let's see.
This is a detachable sidecar. I didn't say who the sidecar is for. That's fucking stupid.
Combat mod duel.
That's actually a lost engine. You can see the eyes on it.
It's actually a drawing. It's not a real thing.
It's not real? And look, the VR drill tank, that's what the Gojujin tribute's based off of. We found it. Look how horrible these designs are. It's a giant rectangle with a little tiny like thing on top of it.
Look at
the VR blue. Oh my god, what is this? The trooper trunk? Oh my god, it's so funny.
That's the best name ever.
And look at his pose. He's like, hey.
Hey, meh.
That's fantastic. You don't know where that's from. Stop it.
Stop making me hurt myself.
I can't look at Trooper Tron. Oh my
god. This is the VR Trooper Tron.
My hand hurts.
We are sisters. We stand together.
Jupertron even looks like he's dancing or trying to give you a hug.
He's doing Party Boy.
So the Sky Base could transform into a robot, of course. What does the Sky Base look like on the way up there?
My hand hurts.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Beetle Battle Base. That should be in nightclubs everywhere. In season 2, Ryan was killed with a large flying shuttle where the VR Nitro Cycle and VR Combat Module are stored. That looks like something
might be. It doesn't have a name, it's just.
It's Brian's large flying shuttle. It's called. In other words, the RLFS. Ryan's large flying shuttle.
Oh my god.
What the noise is that? I was trying to hold back my laugh and I went.
See, look, this is Metalder's friends. Hold on, let me quickly.
I want to see Metalder's friends.
It's on robot site. Wait, that's Jan person. Wait, did I miss it?
Look, it's Doberman Jeff.
Oh, it's on Rangers.
Oh, look, it's my Oki.
Hako Kita?
You go down and you can see Mr. Feeny.
Oh, God, it is Mr. Feeny.
Feeny? It's Asian Feeny, oh my god.
Oh my god.
See, Top Gunder.
That's just ridiculous. Springer, what's Jerry Springer doing on the show when he's a dog? My OG, that's an epic name.
There you go, Dawson. Click on the link, Jan Person.
Oh,
you can
Top
see in blue
SWAT. Dark Heart.
SWAT, who are you? Oh, look, it's a guy. Let's look at all these so I can see them. Gavin. Oh, he's ugly. Charvelin?
Charvin.
Yeah, that. Jespison? Oh, look.
Jespion?
Jespion.
Space Urufu, Jespion.
Jeebin is Robocop. Or not Jeebin, the one after Jeebin. The Wind Spectre? No, I messed up because I clicked. Oh, those look cool. Those could have been Beetleborg Season 3.
Yeah, except Wind Spectre and Exceed Draft looks pretty cool, too.
And then Drew could have carried a baby. Dude, the guy's Axel. Yellow, he's got, like, handlebars on his back. Soul Brain? What
Soul
the hell?
Brain.
Those are weird. Exceed Draft?
Soul Brain and Exceed Draft are kind of like the Gavin, Sharon, and Scheider.
They look like Beetleborgs, too. Why didn't they do this?
Because Saban's cheap.
They didn't want to go backwards.
You know what? I cry now.
This is why someone needs to sub all these shows, because they're badass.
Jan Person had someone named Gunn Gibson.
Gibby! I want a Jan Person figure out now with Gibby. Guppy Thomas UF exclusive, of course, but what are you going to do?
Blue SWAT is just.
Look, awesome. Here's the most epic Kabuto ever.
Wait, isn't it the White Blaster Beetleborg?
Maybe.
That's not the real White Blaster Beetleborg. It's a fake. It's not the real Todd Manning. Todd Manning.
Oh my god,
Blaster.
It's Jackie Chan.
Open. Open. Okay.
That's Seiji. That's
hey, look, it's the Bitch Fit Bonder. Bitch Fit Bonder. Bitch Blast. Bitch Fit Borgs Metallics.
Metallics.
Where am I?
You were in a pinch and then you went Metallics.
I kind of want to see
Mac
Spectre.
Windy. Take a look at Mac Windy.
We're carrying the baby. And the.
Yeah.
Take a look at Mac Windy.
Beetleborg Season 3. No, stop telling me to look at Mac Baby. What did you say? I left the site.
Who's Mac Baby?
What the fuck?
Oh, Mac Windy. Oh, hey, yeah, that faggot.
Just Beyond.
Dragon Borg was cooler than Mac Windy. Just saying.
I beg to differ, sir.
Oh. Damn it, Wind Spectre could have been such a cool Beetleborg Season 3.
Which one's the girl?
Saban.
I don't think there was a girl.
Why does this only show one person?
Well, Joe's.
Because the other ones are robots.
In disguise.
Oh, well, fuck.
Well, never mind. There goes my plans. Thanks.
Walter and Bicycle.
But Exceed Draft is three people.
Walter? What? What does Walter Bishop have to do with this?
Soul Brain's two people in
like
a robot.
Wait a second. Why is Shunsuke and. Why are these the same person?
What?
This lady, Misaki, this dress is white!
Why
they're the same person? Shunsuke and John Junko.
Where are you looking?
Under allies on Windscale.
Alright, wind scale.
Soul Dozer is Bicycle and Walter's successor.
Oh my god, Ryoto Koyama is badass. Look at his dirt face. Who the hell is this?
Oh, that's because somebody put the wrong picture, that's all.
Oh, it'd be funny if they just low budget, so they had them the same version. Walter's twin brother. Walternet? What are we even talking about at this point? Like, it'll be a chapter, it'll say vehicles, and then it'll just be a chapter with this question mark.
Well, see, what happened was we got distracted by something that was a better program.
This segment is called We Look at Metal Heroes.
I want figurines of all of these now just so I can buy things.
Shut up, that's our reason.
My cheeks hurt. Stop being happy.
what the hell segment are we on? Music? Is that
music? There's music.
There was background music. There was background music. I remember.
Well, the theme I actually kind of like. It was kind of 80s, but it was kind of fun. I don't remember the lyrical background music, but I do remember they used a lot of MMPR, like, generic juice bar.
Yeah, they did use a lot of MMPR's background track. I remember that. There was... I watched the last episode today, and there was basically a remix of the opening theme as the background music. It was, like, the same lyrics, except it was, like, sung by Ron Wasserman.
Juan Wasserman. One was I mean.
Well, what's the
I don't know. But the music was Oh, here we go. What the hell?
It's just a bubble.
You stop it.
Okay.
Homo.
What were you saying, Brian?
I don't.
Yep, the music was definitely there. I remember it.
Bromo.
It was okay. I mean, it was just pretty much the kind of the same as it did. The background lyrical tracks from the ones that I remember, which isn't that much, weren't as good as MMPR's. But
well, of course, because they're not Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Final verdict. They need to bring Beetleborgs back.
Yeah, like I mean. Like I said, I like the suits for the most part, and the concepts are pretty good. The show just didn't really work because of when it was made and how it was made. They extinguished their footage way too fast. And, like, the whole trying to combine two shows at once into one just didn't really work all
and that
well.
Exhausted their footage fast, like you said. They should have just called it VR Trooper and then did another one, VR Troopers, and then used the other...
It didn't help that Metalder's only like 35 episodes or so.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, let's make Metalder into Cybertron, okay. And they're like, oh, no, we need Team Dynamic. So
Team Dynamic.
So let's add this show in, too, and we'll put them together, and we'll do Fusion Ha and make a new show. And they're like, okay, and too bad that made your footage fail twice as fast and your team dynamic was gone because you had to split up the two constantly because you wouldn't shoot your own footage.
Because you're cheap and a Jew. Damn it, Dawson.
What the fuck?
it didn't really work in the end. I didn't really enjoy it all that much.
I didn't enjoy it either.
I never watched it because it didn't even look interesting to me.
Like, I really enjoyed my watch through Beetleborgs. Like, it didn't hold up like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever, but it was fun to watch, but this just wasn't fun to watch. Netflix didn't even want me to watch it. It crapped out on me 5 times during episode 2, but not once during the 3 episodes of Doctor Who. Just saying.
Just saying.
You should try watching My Little Pony.
No. Won't happen.
But it'll make Kiefer happy, and he's our biggest fan.
Click, click. So yeah, VR Troopers... Nope. I don't know what to say.
Basically, watch it if you either want
bored?
To... You're that bored.
Yeah,
or
you want
just
background
want,
noise?
Like, background noise.
Actually, the best thing to do is don't watch it and just look at all these pictures of the metal heroes that you've ever seen it before, because they look pretty cool. Then you can talk about Walter and Walternet.
Walter?
No.
Like like old man Walter? Or?
What? I'm talking about Fringe.
Welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out.
Thank you.
What is that from?
See, Kevin got the joke.
I didn't get it. I don't know what it's from. What's it from? You have to tell me. Come on. How many times have I referenced something and you've been like, whoa, I haven't seen Superbad or any other stoner movies? Wait, what's it from? Ugh. There's no need to shit on me. I don't know what it's from. You just start diarrheaing all over me. I hope the mic picked that up. That was just awful. Somebody tell me what it's from before Brian shits on me.
It's from Jeff Dunham, you asshole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kevin turns into a dying seal and
oh god. Merged with a monkey.
I'm one of the baby seals that was clubbed to make Jennifer Lopez great.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, at least I'm not Dawson, who actually goes out clubbing baby seals for fun.
What? Why do I always get accused of this shit? I'm just saying. Well,
you don't want to be a racist. I had to come up with something else for you. So you club baby seals now.
Now it's time for
Final Fizz.
Can you just immediately start laughing? Can't start the segment that way.
I have a thingy, it's not final.
Oh my god, I hurt so much.
My cheeks hurt.
All I know is metal heroes are fun and I need figure arts of them.
I want to figure out.
I feel horrible because my laugh is completely atrocious, and half this podcast is me going wheezing.
It's funny.
Wheezing.
That's
Charbok.
Charbok.
Still don't understand why he started off his name with a CH sound.
And then he was never heard from again. You go protect these Ekans and coughing. Yeah. Bye.
But we don't wanna.
We'll come back for you, we promise. That's what Ash said to Pidgeot. Bye!
But Ash said to all of them. I'm gonna come back for you, I swear.
Poor primate, he's still training.
He's like, I wanna go home! Where the fuck is Ash? Ash is just in Univille, like,
what's a primate?
What are you talking about? I'm from the boonies. I don't have any other Pokemon besides these.
Bayleaf cuts its wrist with a razor leaf.
A baser leaf.
Oh.
That was clever. What are you doing, like, shoving popcorn into your face? Sounds like you just, like, you can't get in your mouth, so you're just shoving it in your face. Just crumbling.
Quilava's like, I evolved, love me, please.
Quilava!
Nope, your voice isn't cool enough. Bye.
Tarko!
No.
Okay. Tarko!
What the fuck are we talking about? The final thing. Even my final thing is right. The final things we need to go over in the podcast. Just us doing podcast.